All right. Welcome back to Tim. Is your door open or closed?
Is that the new name of the podcast?
Welcome back to Tim. Is your door open or is it closed? The podcast where we determine whether or not Tim's door is open.
Gotta break that sound.
Which we, of course, do by analyzing the sound overlap between my recording and Ted's recording.
I'm putting $10 on open.
I've got closed.
As I was saying, welcome back to Tim, Is Your Door Open? Episode 12.
Fun times in not Cleveland.
Still Cleveland.
Yeah, you guys, thankfully, you know, you didn't have to spend that much time in any of those terrible, terrible places in Ohio.
Thank God. Cool.
You know. Yeah, so... You know, I'm usually the one giving you guys the quick rundown, so why don't you give me the quick rundown on where you are and what you're doing? Maybe see if you guys actually fucking remember.
Well, we are in St. Louis.
No, you already fucked up. You're just outside of St. Louis. You stupid idiot. How could you?
Oh, no. Well, we're going to Little Rock. I know that.
We're on a train.
Yeah, congratulations.
We just got away from some hobgoblins, some gnolls on motorcycles, and John parted a train.
Yeah, gnolls on motorcycles would be a good name for a grindcore band.
And we made it through the switching station. I assume we're on the right track now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on the left track.
So, yeah, you...
But is that the correct track?
Ooh.
Seriously? Are you serious right now?
Are we seriously going for this low-hanging of fruit?
Are we doing this?
I mean, he set me up. He lobbed it up for me. I had to convert.
I mean, you really didn't.
You really didn't.
You really didn't.
Okay, maybe I didn't, but...
Matt, get at it.
I enjoyed it.
Good talk. Good talk.
Great talk. Great talk.
Great talk. So.
But yeah.
So, yeah. Last thing you guys saw before we left was you guys barreling through the through the switching station at night, the large war machine skidding to a halt behind you guys as the hobgoblin leader yelled some curses at his crew, and you guys peel off into the night.
High-fiving.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Generally celebrating.
Yeah. After the festivities of, hell yeah, that was sick, getting a couple of... You know, John gets a couple of pats on the back saying, whoa, dude, how did you do that from the crew? Things like that. It's time to tuck in for the night as you guys start to pull into St. Louis. As you pull in, you see there isn't much going on in the way of, like, lights or apparent signs of civilization still there. Right? It's very dark and you can't see anything. But when you pulled into some of the other small cities that Steel Drivers use as waypoints, you could see signs that people had been through there regularly. This place just looks barren. Casey and crew tell you that you guys are in a complete dead zone. This is kind of a spot to hide low if people are looking for you.
When you say,
but it also just happens to be mana dead zone. Nothing. Okay. Yeah, it tells you to not leave the train. As you pull into a small station, and it's, you know, it's pitch black. You really can't see much of anything other than, you know, like, you know, the large remains of the Busch Stadium and all of that.
Fancy.
You know, you know, you guys pass over the Mississippi, but it's too dark to actually see anything.
So we still have that, did we get that train car hooked up to the back of our train?
What?
Or did we leave
Well, you guys left it because it wasn't your train car.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, those guys are going to get picked up by some other dudes.
Right.
Savant and co.
They can have fun with our golem friend.
Yes. So. As you guys pull under a little highway overpass, it's time to tuck in. You all get masks and things, you know, basic mana retention gear for going between cars mm-hmm. to get back to the sleeper thing that's been set up for you. Are any of you guys doing anything in particular before you?
Yeah, quick question. Does John need that to hop between cars?
This would be a good time to mention it as any. Yes.
Okay.
You're more resilient, but what that means is that you would be able to spend longer in a mana, complete mana deprivation. But the thing is that it's more of a better safe than sorry, like, in case you trip or any of those things.
I'm just wondering, it's not going to mess with me quite as much as other people. Like, I could still exist in this area for, a very short time, right?
Yeah. Basically, somebody like Elias would be able to last, maybe an hour? Maybe? Until he died. But far before that, you would start feeling, the equivalence of altitude sickness. Disorientation, poor decision-making, things like that. You don't necessarily die just from losing mana circulation. You die due to due to getting lost, disoriented, and not being able to get back to somewhere where you can get some mana. Like, if you've ever seen, deep sea diving, right, where people lose air and they just don't know which way is up, that's kind of what can happen to you. Like, if you were to fall off of the train without a mask, you might just end up wandering into some building and never be seen from again. Seen or heard from, rather.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's really the risk.
Do they know how large is this mana pocket? How long are we going to be in here? Well, I guess I could ask Casey that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of wanting to talk to Casey about that little chase you said.
So if you guys want to go hunt him down before you guys go to sleep, you can do that.
All right, Patton. I got some questions to ask Casey. You want to come with me?
Yeah, I'll come along, Jerry.
All right, you see him. He's over by the front of the train. He's just, he was the one just parking it. They sent Tony off back to wherever it is that he goes because, he was in no condition to actually be driving the train. He sees you guys walking into the cabin. Just, oh, hey guys, what's up? By the way, that back there, that was sick. Like, I'm starting to really like this.
It was a lot of fun, man. I used to have to,
I don't know if fun is the right word, but it's the word I would use.
I mean, it looked fun on camera is what I'm saying, so it's going to be really fun for me.
Make sure that I look good in it, man, if you can do that.
Well, actually,
I mean, I'm always going to, but, just a little special extra, right?
Oh, absolutely. We got the right close-ups. Might even be able to do some slow motion.
Ooh, nice.
Get yourself one of the dressing room imps.
But I was wondering if we can get an interview about that that hobgoblin that was chasing us. That was it was a hobgoblin, right? Like, it was the biggest one.
I believe I specified bugbear.
Bugbear, yeah. Yes. Look at that bugbear. All right, so that bugbear was really interesting. Like, does that happen a lot out here?
Shit. Let me think. We had heard some reports of, something like that. These guys are crazy, dude. There's always some new squad of weird shit going down. You gotta do something to get by.
Huh.
No idea who those guys were, though.
No idea. Okay.
No idea whatsoever. Like their style, though. Like, honestly, I like the style.
It was like one of those things out of an action movie with the whole explosions, the whole fist fighting. Oh.
Honestly, I think it might have been directly inspired. I mean, and he kind of looks down at himself and the train. I think it was pretty directly inspired by one of those, maybe.
All right, so I don't think we're going to find too much more information about this gang that was chasing us, but...
Yeah.
Let's just go edit the footage, Zep.
All right. See you, man. And right,
before we head out,
Doc, what's up?
I want to ask Casey. Casey, how large is this dead zone? How often do you guys go down here?
We try to avoid it. Like, so we don't really have perfect maps of where you know, complete dead zones and shit are, like, they tend to shift around a little bit. Wherever we go, we usually end up trying to plant things to, you know, at least make it somewhat livable, but, this is one of the exceptions. This is one of the places that you come when you got some people hot on your tail that you don't want coming after you. Right? So, we'll be fine as long as you guys stay in the train, but, yeah, make sure if you ever go out, just keep the damn mask on. Like, I know I did the whole thing getting on top of the train, but, you know, like, I have a seatbelt on top of there. If you fall off here and start wandering off, it could be bad. Right? And honestly, I kind of like you guys. I don't want you to end up in one of these buildings, you know, suffocating to death.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you.
Honestly, when you guys first came on, I thought you were going to be a bunch of losers, but...
I'm glad we give a good impression.
Yeah, like, look, I like to repay my debts, and now that, you know, now that Raul was gone, he did help us out, and so I wanted to help him out, but normally we don't do the sort of thing, like, you know, take on random crew, right?
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, with the way this is going, anytime you guys want to ride, you're welcome, man.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's getting kind of late. Should probably go get some sleep. We're going to probably be able to get just straight to Little Rock tomorrow.
Morning or later tomorrow?
I mean, from here to there, it's still going to take a little bit. Like, we should be able to get there. If we leave at, like, 7 in the morning, what time is it right now? Shit. We'll leave at, like, 9, and we should get there by, like, you know, dinner.
All right.
Yeah. Shouldn't be that bad. Tuck in. Hey, wait, before we do that, I highly doubt, I'm gonna be getting that much sleep tonight, just, like, considering the time, and considering how early we want to get up and everything, and I know for a fact, based on the sounds that I currently hear, he's like, puts a finger up, can hear a faint clang, 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 clang. Tony's up doing something, and he was supposed to take the first shift. Do you have any, like, I know it sounds like I'm just asking for coffee that you can inject into you, which I'm pretty sure is just called cocaine, but do you have, like, a stimulant or something, man?
Let me take a look around here.
Stimulant or a hangover cure. One of the two will help Tony out.
Let's see. I've got this old world medicine here. It's called laudanum.
What?
Laudanum.
What does that do?
It might just do, it's advertised as a hangover cure. I've been trying to make my own, version of it, but I haven't had much luck so far. It should help. If not, it's you pretend it's a placebo.
Okay, is it addictive in any way, shape, or form? Do you know?
Probably.
That might not be a good idea to give to Tony, then.
So
give it to Tony, then. It'll be funny.
Yep, if you say so. I'll just give him the bottle. It's like a shitty, like, old-looking, like, just a brown bottle. It's like 10 ounces.
It's like, all right. All right, nice. Cool. So do you, like, drink this, or?
Yep.
All right, you sick.
Just down it in one go.
I mean, he probably won't. He probably will be fine. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, if at worst case scenario, it's rendered inert. There's nothing in there that's going to make him violently ill.
All right, all right. Cool. Thanks, man.
Hopefully. I mumble.
Yeah, we've been trying to get, like, we've been trying to teach DB how to do this shit so that he could actually do things, but I have absolutely no idea where he is right now, actually.
If he's, I guess if he's interested, I'm always willing to help him.
Yeah.
Show him a little bit.
That might work if it's not for me.
Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow then, Casey.
Yeah, see you, man. Alright.
Then I'll head back to the sleeping car.
You head back. And So we'll cut back. John, are you? Would you say you were asleep by now?
Probably got my feet up by one of the windows, and I'm probably dozing off.
Okay, so at one of the windows, you hear a tap, tap, tap.
I pull my hat off my face, and I look out the window.
Face pressed to the glass is Tony. He does have a mask on, but it's like his face, and he's like pointing at you and pointing at him, like waving for you to come on over.
Can I open this window?
You could, but it would be a very bad idea.
Okay, so I run off, got mask, I run off to, I guess, the nearest open spot on the train.
Yeah, yeah. He's around on the side, right? There's a little walkway along the side of this one. So you open the door, and he's standing right there in front of the door.
Oh, I just...
Like he moved over to the door?
I grab him and pull him in. Tony, what are you doing out there? It's dangerous.
Shh. Man, they're all sleeping out here. Come on outside.
What the hell's going on?
They draw, close the door. It's like, follow me.
I follow him.
He climbs on top of the, so you know how you have the empty cars? He leads you over, and by the way, Tony, you know, he's still wearing that white tank top. It's got oil splotches everywhere. His goatee is even more disheveled than usual. He smells very heavily of alcohol right now.
You sure you're alright walking up here?
It's like, yeah, I'm fine, man. I'm fine. Here, drop down here. The front door is a fake. You have to use the back one. And you have to turn the handle left, like this. Clang. Pulls it open. Alright, come on in. He closes the door, and inside you see what looks like the inside of someone's garage. There's just workbenches everywhere, and tons of random metallic gear. All of it looks fairly sophisticated, though. Like, you see, some metal boots with something in them. It's, like, some sketches near it with, like, a propulsion system or some shit. Like, the place is kitted out with just a bunch of basically sci-fi gear. You know, there's tons of random weird weapons and things on the walls.
Well, I haven't seen this.
And you see him you see him press a button on the side, like one of the side panels, just slam it with his fist, and a small pedestal comes up. Just pulls off the mask. Ah. All right. So you remember how you were in the fight with those guys from Savant pissed off, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, but when they were firing their guns, they didn't have much recoil.
Alright.
It was unusually low, so I took a quick look while I was doing it, like, and he tosses you a pair of, binoculars. I was taking a quick look while you guys were doing that, and I noticed they had some sort of weird device strapped onto their arms while they were firing. It was built into the uniforms to make it blend in, but they didn't get it past me. So, he pulls this small, looks like a bracelet off of the pedestal, slaps it onto his arm. This thing is soundproofed. Here, pass me a gun.
Are you sure that's safe?
yeah, probably.
Not good enough for me. I give him my revolver.
Yeah. So, takes it. Oh, nice. He kicks a small panel. Below him, a small shooting target drops down on the far side. He puts the gun at arm's length, looks at you, he's not even looking at the target, and you see the bracelet extend a bit down his arm in a bit of a spiral lattice pattern. And then he just fires the gun, and there is no recoil. You see the bracelet start to glow a little bit and contract. It just bang, 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 turns it upside down, bang, no recoil.
That's sick.
Don't even hold out, man. Yeah.
I wasn't holding out. This is a prototype. I just made this tonight. So, look, this is... I've been wanting to build, like, a whole thing, right? And this is a huge find for me. Right? This thing is sick. But I need some feel tests, I need some feel readings, and I was gonna build it for Casey size, but I'm drunk, and so I built it based on my arm, and you're the only other orc here that isn't Molly.
Well, I'll take it.
Yeah, here, man. And he passes it to you. This thing is like a black metal bracelet. Normally it just looks like a bracer, mm-hmm. kind of, like a metal arm plate. But it splits and fractures as it latches onto your arm and readjusts. And it's like, here, use it, shotgun, yours, point it over at that.
Alright, yeah, so I get real close to the target, pull out my shotgun.
Yeah. Pull the trigger?
Yes.
Yeah, you feel a tiny little bit of kickback, but barely any.
Well, how be?
As this thing just absorbs all of that kinetic energy.
Yeah, this'll come in handy for sure.
Also, you see, here's the fun thing about this. I know you probably guessed it, but that's not entirely tech and it's not entirely magic. It's a mixture of the two. That's how you gotta do these things. I call in Bell's help for a little bit of it, just for the enchantment part. Not only does it absorb the kinetic energy, but it actually refilters some of the recoil energy back into the projectile. So it actually, not only does it speed up what you're shooting, not only does it reduce the recoil, it speeds up what you're shooting.
You should probably
there, I said it, that was a mouthful. Oh no, I gotta keep working on this, thing is sick. But yeah, give me some readings for how that thing works and if it catastrophically fails on you ever.
I'll let you know.
That would be really good to know. Yeah, I gotta build this into the whole thing.
Okay.
Oh man, when this gets done, I'm gonna be fucking unstoppable. Hell yeah.
Good night, Tony.
Yeah. But peace, John. Bye. Oh, hey, before you leave, there's a bottle of Everclear over there. Don't give it to me. Take it away. I don't want it.
Well, I'm sure I can find a use for that.
Yeah, it's... I know that once I get to a certain point, like, I'll just go for anything, and that's a bit too much.
All right. So, yeah, I take the bottle of Everclear, and I go back to where I was laying down, and I lay back down.
All right. So, what you have there, as you now look at your new jet black armband there, technically speaking, that's going to be a little... Let me find the actual... thing. Those are some iron armbands of power, my dude. Plus two item bonus to melee damage rolls.
But doesn't use his gun as a melee weapon?
Yes, that's explicitly how it is flavored, yes. And that's how it works. He now has a recoil-less shotgun, basically.
His gun is made of punch.
Pretty much. Alright.
My gun just shoots fists at people.
So, now that you go back, everybody, you know, night's gonna pass. Y'all can get your extended rest.
Hooray.
Yes.
Go back up to full health, full healing surges, get your action point back.
Milestone
regain the
yet?
Use of your dailies. Milestones reset.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, all of that.
Alright, I got one action point then.
And... Giron, as you wake up, give me a perception check.
Alright. Just one second here.
Oh, we should probably point out that just because...
go ahead. I'll tell you what I rolled once you're done.
Just because the DM asks for a perception check does not necessarily mean that there is something to perceive. Sometimes he's just fucking with you.
Yep.
Alright, I got a 13.
13?
Yeah.
Okay. So, as you put on all of your gear and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody wakes up, you put on all of your gear.
Yep.
You pick up your chain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of put that back on your hip where it normally is.
Yeah.
And as you let go of it, it just keeps going. And falls to the ground, taking your pants along with it, and from the window, you can see Belle laughing.
Oh, jeez!
I'm
not generally a humble man, but scramble to pull them up.
So, you hear some laughing from outside as she, and then some clambering as she clearly is going back through her lab. As you try to pick up the chain, it just kind of keeps going, like, you know, like a magic trick, pulling out the scarves and everything, and it just keeps going.
What in the entire world? Zap, have you ever seen something like this before?
Maybe?
Just turn the camera on, and we're just gonna...
Yeah, as you're just trying to pick it up, it just keeps going, but then at some point, like, the excess just goes away somewhere, but it just keeps going. Give me an Arcana check.
Alright, that's gonna be... my bonus to that is 9, so 27.
27?
Yeah.
Okay. So after a little bit, you realize this is a curse, but by curse you just mean enchantment.
Yeah.
You figure it out a little bit. You just kind of grab it, and you realize if you just will it to stop doing that, put a little bit of energy into it, it's gonna just zip right back up together, kind of like a tape measure. You just kind of have to know where the button is to get it to come back in.
All right.
The other thing that you realize is, this isn't detrimental, this is actually useful. Because, well, you can activate it at will. Like, you press the button and it zoop, like, shoots out a little bit. Come, you know, press the little magic, you know, take the magic energy out of it, like, remove the circuit, and it zaps back together.
Oh, I have so many good ideas for this.
Like, she just gave you a pseudo-infinite chain that you can send out whenever you want. Which is a great prank if you're an idiot.
No, it was a good prank, but she's also being helpful.
Also, she enchanted a mundane chain, so now it's a magic item, too? Like, it's not a very good prank, honestly. She accidentally made your chain better.
I think it was a great prank.
So, what this is now is a chain reach weapon plus one.
Sweet. Got that added in here.
It's got a plus one attack rolls and damage rolls and a power daily as a minor action. You can make a melee basic attack. Hey, what melee basic attacks do you have that are abilities?
That would be Eldritch Strike.
Yeah, so, minor, you may make a melee basic attack against a target up to 5 squares away. On a successful hit, the target is also knocked prone.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah. But yeah, but yes, what clearly happened was, in the middle of the night, Belt snuck in, enchanted your chain, made it better, and then ran away thinking that she's pranked you.
It's just a prank, bro.
Got him good.
Got him.
I mean, Zep, she's pretty petty, but we have to act like this was... Like, we got, alright? We just act for the cameras, and I think all the trouble with her will be over.
Alright. Yeah. So wait, are we turning this... Oh, please, let's not turn it into one of those shows, though.
One of those shows?
Yeah. I swear, if you try to start making me, like... If we start going up to random people and punching them in the face and they're recording what they're doing and saying it's a prank, I'm out.
Oh, no, Zep. We only do that to the people we don't like.
I don't think that's called a prank anymore. I think that's just called assault.
Prank, assault. I mean, if you say it's a prank, I think they'll understand.
Yeah, if you say so. So,
anyway,
it's a bright and sunny day in beautiful, scenic St. Louis. The Mississippi River looks very nice. You know, you guys are underneath an overpass just outside of St. Louis Station proper, right? The arch? Let's see. Actually,
You say Bush Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Martin Luther King Bridge is over in the distance, but it's kind of blocked by the Cardinals Stadium, you know? You know? All of our listeners from St. Louis will know. Also, to all of our listeners from St. Louis, I'm very sorry. Also, I'm just going to say that about every city in America.
Oh, sorry you had to live here.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, oh, I'm from New Jersey. And I was like, oh, shit, they're going to be upset. They're like, you guys nailed it. New Jersey sucks.
I think the universal constant is that for anybody that doesn't live in, like, L.A. or New York, they fucking hate their city.
It's good I thing enjoy this Kansas City.
Happened.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Well.
I mean, I'm sorry you have to lie to yourself.
let's just get on with it.
All right, so what you notice looking outside is that it is eerily still by your standards. Looking out into a mana dead zone feels weird. It feels claustrophobic, right?
Kind of like it's pressing up against you?
Yeah. Because most people have some form of even slightly latent ability to feel things via mana, and that's just cut, right? Just uncomfortable for any of you who haven't ever been in a complete mana dead zone before.
Am I still able to, broadcast using radio towers out here, or do we need to, like, maybe have to find one to activate?
You might have to find one to activate at this point.
Oh, shit. Alright.
Like, it's getting to that point. Also, like, before your tapes had been kind of, you know, getting sent somehow back to some stations. You're not entirely sure how the imps do it, but they managed to pull it off. But right. Yeah, you are getting a little bit of feedback that isn't quite going to work out this way. So that might be something to do before you guys set off.
Yeah, would I know anything about, like, if there's any mana any further west we go, or why not?
It's just going to get worse.
Okay.
Like, Little Rock, from what you've heard, is fine, and some of the areas surrounding there. Like, it's not a straight line.
Alright, well, if...
There aren't any straight lines of where is and is not mana, right?
Okay, so it sounds like I'd be better served to try and just get this done here, since we're in a big city, than hoping for the next mana-filled place. So I'm going to find the rest of the group, because if we don't go out and, like, find a radio tower, I might actually die.
Yeah.
All right, so... Do. Hey, Pat. Have you ever been out here before? I know you've done some, like, scavenging out west of New York, but... Have you ever been here?
Out this far west? No. However, I have seen smaller, kind of miniature mana pockets like this before. But I mean, this is the largest. I've never been out this far, so this is the largest I've ever seen. And it's just going to get worse from here on out.
Hey, John, have you ever been here? I mean, I know you've been to Little Rock before, but have you crossed through here before?
I've been around here before. Can't say I've been through this exact city, though.
Would you happen to know of any, like, and it's fine if you don't, of any, like, broadcasting stations around here? Or know of any, like, big towers, like radio towers?
Well, I think I want to have to ask a DM about that.
Damn.
Okay, I wasn't actually expecting that one. So, the thing is that John would actually probably be slightly knowledgeable about these things, given his interests, right? Those sort of places are likely where you would find, you know, old recordings of things and stuff that you would be interested in. And if you were to pull out a map, you would maybe be able to identify one of them. So, for either of you, this would be a very good time for a dungeoneering check. Ooh. Dungeoneering or streetwise, whichever one you'd prefer, because they kind of overlap here.
I'll do streetwise.
He didn't explicitly ask Patton yet, did he? Well, you're probably in the same room. So
I just asked
if you'd like to
ever been out here.
Yeah. So yeah, Patton, you could you could also roll for this if you would like.
Right.
I got a 20 in total.
20 in total?
Yeah. John, you rolled a one.
Not one?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't know shit about what's here, but Patton, you do have, like, you know, some maps and things of this area, right?
If only.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant you have some maps of these places, so, Giron.
Yes.
Basically, you're not entirely sure where one would be, but you would probably be able to pull one out on a map if you had one.
Alright, so...
If you had one.
But I know that Patton has some maps.
Yeah.
Hey, Patton, can I get a look at one of your maps here? See if you have anything on this place?
Let me see what I got here. I'll kind of bring up the bag of holding thing, unzip it, pop it open, kind of dig around in there. Let's see. No, that's no. This one might work. I'll go ahead and hand him a folded up piece of paper.
All right, so yep. I'm going to put the map.
So, looking at it, you actually do identify one, and it is surprisingly close, just a couple of blocks away. Just a couple of blocks west off of Market Street in Jefferson, looks like. Yeah, there's an old radio station.
Sweet. All right, guys, so I don't know if I communicated this to you guys when we met, but we're pretty far out west, and I don't know if I can, like, get my show out to New York. And if I don't have ratings, I can very easily die.
I'm sorry, you could die? Is that like a metaphor, or is that like dying?
The thing is, if I don't present interesting things, I lose mana. I'm kind of, like, leaking mana. Like, but if I get ratings, I get more mana to, like, sustain on. It's kind of like how these...
Yeah. Boss, just so you know, our ratings have been going pretty up considering some of the footage that we've gotten, but a lot of the really good shit from before that I think is really going to give us a decent buffer if we have to go dark for a little bit, yeah, we're going to want to get that out there.
Yeah, that's
so,
why...
It's not like we would die in the next, month. I think we're pretty good for, the month, but, you know...
Well,
if we're gonna be out here for much longer, we're gonna want to get something set up, man.
Yeah, let's just we're pretty we're close to Little Rock, and we're just at a pretty good spot, I think. We have a map of the country, don't we?
Yeah,
we're at a pretty good spot to set up a signal here, and that should probably last us and get it over to New York for at least a little bit farther. So let's get this chase and this golem battle uploaded onto that signal.
Yeah, so basically the way that it'll work is you can get it set up to kind of daisy chain along some of the other areas that you've got influence over, right?
Yeah.
Because you've been around these general areas, and it's not going to be great quality or anything. It's going to take a while, but some of the things that you can't do with magic are directly interface with a computer and, you know, set up an automation. Some of the things you can do with magic are, say, enchant sound waves. Like, that's clearly a thing that you can do, right? There's plenty of spells that enchant sound waves, so it's very easily to say that your radio broadcasts are actually enchanted to the point that they do not degrade over distance.
Sweet.
Neat.
So, guys, I think we should just make a short trip a few blocks over. If you see right here on the map, there's a radio station. We can get a broadcast set up. And this wouldn't... It's not just for me either, of course, because Dr. Adelhelm, or Dr. Phantom, whatever he calls himself these days, he needs to get at least some of his footage back out to the college as well.
Now, your friend said he was good for a month. Is it time sensitive to him?
You always want to get stuff out while it's still fresh. Viewers don't really like hearing about what happened a month ago.
Yeah, we've been gone for a while, and I don't think they've heard anything from us yet, so just a little sneak preview of what we found so far. And it'll give him a give him a little bit of reason to leave the train and get out of Bell's laboratory. And John, I'm sure you want your story told of spreading justice, right?
I suppose so.
Alright, well, the footage I have of you spreading justice all over that guy's leg.
I don't know if that's exactly the phrase I would use.
Well, what's a phrase you would use? Like, give me a cool one-liner.
I'm not just cool liner machine. I don't got lots of phrases I just spout off because you want them.
So this is the point where you get the like freakazoid flashback freeze frame to John spouting random one-liners while doing cool shit, and then it comes right back in.
All right. Well, he's a silent peacekeeper. That's what we'll run with, Seth. Let's go with that. But anyway, would you guys accompany me to go to that radio station? I just want to feel safer the further we go.
Sure, Jerry. I'll come along with you.
All right. Is Elias in the lab?
Has anyone bothered to actually go see where Elias is, or like?
That's what I'm asking right now.
Ask about where I am, because you guys have had this huge conversation, and no one has once asked what I'm doing.
Well, I figured you were doing
Elias,
something else.
Is it on screen? Every character should be asking, "Where's Elias?"
I was actually about to ask where you were.
Hey, where's Elias?
Elias died on his way back to the college.
Just go full on. Has Elias just become Perry from Phineas and Ferb at this point?
Hey, where's Elias? Hey, Specky, I know what we're gonna do today.
Oh, it's too perfect, actually. So, where is Elias?
I'm in the lab. I've been sleeping in there. I don't think you guys understand. I'm in, a manic phase right now. There's absolutely nothing that is going to keep me from studying shit. So, breakfast? I wasn't there.
Breakfast hasn't quite happened yet.
Well, so breakfast, I'm not going to be there. Unless you guys come and, talk to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so actually, let's cut back over to Elias. The door opens and you hear Belle giggling to herself as she closes the door. Oh, hey, Elias. Wait, did you even go to sleep?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Maybe?
Well, I was studying some papers, writing some reports. They're all over the place. They're numbered, if you need to take a look. Specky's been keeping track of them. I was writing some reports, and then I remember reading a book, and... Then I was on the ground for a little bit, and then I was writing some more reports. So there might have been some sleep in there.
I think that being on the ground portion is what people normally call sleep. But in your case, I think it's more called passing out.
Well, yeah, passing out, sleep. I mean, there's different ways of looking at it.
Same thing. Huh. Anyway. I'm going to go over here on my section. You remember this line? Remember the line that we set up?
Lines are such transient concepts.
My thing's on this side, your thing's on that side.
But look, sometimes you have to cross lines in order to, understand how...
I'm not talking about metaphorical lines, I'm talking about the physical line that I painted here.
Well, I mean, what is a line, really?
Elias, shut up! Don't cross the line. I'm gonna go over to this side of the line. Don't cross it. She points the staff at you. Kind of waves it.
I assume Specky is
going
to bat at
the staff. Don't cross. Yes. Starts batting at it a little bit.
Yes, fine. What? I'll respect your transient line concepts.
Do so.
I'm going to go back to getting papers, which I assume I've encroached on her laboratory to the point where she's no longer interested in learning anything from me.
Yeah. This got old real quick. At first she was weirded out, then she was intrigued, doing some research with you, and then it turned... Then she just got way over her head when you would go off on random tangents about things. She'd like, so what if we... And then you just shut that idea down immediately because she doesn't actually know what she's really talking about, to the point where she's just given up.
Well, you know, science is a process.
Yeah, you, because I'm assuming you're making no attempts to actually, like, include her in the process. You're just kind of manic.
Well, attempts would be made, but if she's not going to pick up, like, right away.
Yeah, no. Like, right away.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to intermittently doing push-ups and studying papers and writing notes. Yeah,
sometimes at the same time.
Yeah. I've gotten to the point where I'm doing one-handed push-ups now, so I can, not because of any desire to be more, like, super physically fit, but just because I can't do push-ups and write at the same time, but now I can.
Okay, so are you guys going to come over and attempt to come get Elias?
I think so, yeah.
Alright. All right, so, do you knock on the door?
Elias, you in there?
Yeah, real busy right now. What's going on?
I'm coming in, Elias. I open the door okay. And I walk in.
Watch out for that line. She's very particular about it.
They can cross the line as long as it isn't Raul.
Apparently, you could cross the line. See what I was saying about them being transient concepts?
I was going to slip over to Elias's side.
So, Belle looks at Jerry and has a very smug, self-satisfied look for a second. And then goes back to like doing the, you know, passive whistling while organizing some things on a bookshelf.
It's the old Steamboat Willie whistle.
I'm going to, like, fake aside to Elias. You know, I think I was wrong about her. She's really lightning quick. She's devious. I don't want to mess with her, Elias.
Oh, I mean, yeah, she's quite skilled at her particular areas of interest, though I do wish she would show a little more ingenuity in terms of biology, but I'm sure she'll get there eventually.
Yeah. Anyway, the reason we interrupted your research, we're thinking of leaving the train and doing a little...
Okay, let's go.
All right, that was easy.
just going to drop make my sure papers. To bring... we're talking about leaving the train and getting out there? Yep, 100% on.
All right, so just make sure to bring your cat.
Yeah, come on, Specky.
Hops up onto your shoulder.
I'm gonna ask Specky to.
And by hops up, it kind of extends one little pebble onto one shoulder, one onto the other, and just like pulls itself up like a weird biological grappling hook.
I'm gonna ask Specky to suck up some extra mana before leaving the room, mm-hmm. though.
Okay, it's going to suck up some. Then it's gonna kind of look over at the line. It's going to look over at you, look back at the line, look over at you.
I'm going to say, lines are transient concepts, Specky. We've been over this.
All right. It's going to nod and then start sucking in some mana.
Yeah, Belle, we'll be back. Probably.
Okay.
You guys
close
are
the door.
All deep on the Elias side of the line, and Patton's in like the middle between the lines, wondering why everyone's such an asshole.
I'm not an asshole.
I know. Anyway.
This is her room.
As we were leaving the train.
Rooms are transient concepts.
Alright, so you guys start walking out, you know, put on the masks and things. As you're about to, you do see you hop on off, you do see Casey like on the top of the front car. He looks over at you guys if you've, you know, hopped off of the train, right? Mm-hmm. He's going to look over at you guys. His eyes are going to go a bit wide, wave over at you guys. Like, wave over to come over here.
I probably should have told him what we were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll saunter on up.
What the hell are you guys doing? We're about, like, we're going to leave in, like, an hour.
I assume Jerry already told you.
Told me
I'm
what?
I'm just going to look at you guys like, what, did you guys not tell him?
Well, wait, what the hell are you guys doing?
I figured he'd find out sooner or later.
Well, Casey, the thing is, this whole, you know how I do all my magic and stuff?
We're going on an adventure to find a radio tower.
Adventure to find a radio tower?
You want to come?
I mean, I would, but Molly would yell at me, so, no?
Alright.
What you doing it for? Just, like, to find it?
Like,
is there something there?
I think Jerome wanted
we need to activate, I need to, set my broadcast, or at least activate this tower so that my signal can increase, because The thing is, if my show gets ratings, I die.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like, I don't know the actual magic behind it and shit, but like, I mean, you got a show you want to put it out there, right?
Yeah, essentially, yeah. And is it okay if this takes a little bit longer than an hour that you guys would hold up for us?
I mean, we're not going to, like, leave without you guys, but try to not take too long. How far away is the damn thing?
It's only about 2 blocks.
Oh, 2 blocks? That should take you no time at all, dude. We'll be fine.
Let's hope.
Yeah, I'll cover for you. Like, if Molly asks where you guys went, I won't say I let our guests that we're supposed to be protecting wander off into an unknown city that's completely devoid of mana to go find something they don't even know if it's entirely there. I'm going to say they're probably still sleeping.
And have we told Casey about Jersey Devil and how he's running around with Michael?
No.
I think we should probably tell him that just in case.
Saddle up, boys. We got us a radio tower to find.
Haha! You can probably do that after.
Alright. Never mind. Let's just go. I'm sure they'll be fine.
What's the worst that could happen?
Can't believe Casey is fucking dead.
Also, DB did mention saying, wait, he's still alive? Like, oh shit, so Casey might know.
Alright, yeah, that's true.
Not know specifically where he is, but know that he's still alive somewhere.
Right.
Right.
So, you guys start heading on out, and all of your senses, basically, are going to be slightly dampened. Talking to each other, it's going to feel, especially for Elias, it's going to feel a bit like you're in a wind tunnel.
Gotcha.
Right? Just, everything feels eerily silent. Those, you know, keen elven senses that you're used to are just not really there anymore.
Right.
He's like a dirty human.
As you start walking through these streets.
I'm gonna have, to the extent that it's possible, like, without expending too much of the stored mana that Specky's got, mm-hmm. I'm gonna have Specky try and, like, just send out little tendrils everywhere, taking samples of anything that seems interesting.
Yeah. Cool. So, the first thing you gotta do is you gotta get up on top of the overpass, right, which you can do that fairly simply by just jumping up onto, like, climbing up the little, station platform and everything. You get up onto I-64, and it's really not a long jaunt over there at all. In fact, you could see the building just off on your right after a couple of blocks. It's a, fairly large, you know, 2-3-story building. Let's go with a 3-story building. And, you can see a large radio tower off on one side of it. Everything here looks a bit nicer than some of the other cities that you've been in. Like, there's foliage and everything everywhere, but it doesn't feel like much has gone through here wreaking any sort of havoc. Like, you've got the normal problem of some buildings are burnt out, cars are rusted over, but this looks less like an apocalypse hit and more just like nothing.
Does Zepp have any trouble flying around here?
Yeah, he's sticking into your shadow exclusively.
Okay, so there's no way we can like get footage of this then, right?
Not really, no. Okay. I mean, you kind of can, but
I mean,
not really.
If Zepp is okay with Specky's tendrils holding him up in the air.
That could actually work.
If you want to give that a shot.
Hey, Zepp, you were listening in to that whole thing about how that cat works, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I was recording it.
Alright, well, what if you, like, kind of connected yourself to the cat? Like, maybe, like, some makeshift, power supply?
Well, I mean, power supply, I'm not exactly going to have Specky, you know, fuel Zepp, but holding him in the air shouldn't be a problem if you want to get some aerial footage.
Right, we want to get really wide shots.
It isn't exactly comfortable for me being out here, but I'm more or less tied to you, so when you start to go is when I start to go, and I think you still got a little bit of juice in you, but, your personal body mana right now is looking right about fine, but you're bleeding out a decent bit of it from your gear, man.
Oh, yeah, kind of expected that. Ugh. So, like, do I feel that, or is that just my reserves that are depleting?
Yeah, it's you feel it slightly, like...
Like, it's kind of annoying.
You just gotta decide, like, is it worth getting aerial shots of this place? Is it worth the mana that you're spending, essentially?
Yeah.
Maybe not yet. That's the thing,
you guys are on a bit of a time limit. You've all got decent gears, so you aren't on a horrific time limit, but the way that I'm going to do this is that it's going to be some endurance checks if you go too long.
Right, so maybe it's not worth it just yet.
Yeah. Especially since this is just like behind the scenes setting up a tower.
Yeah, can I roll perception to see if there's anything actually around here that's interesting?
Sure.
Like, just, you know, interesting shit.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of flora and fauna. Not buildings, I don't really care about that. Okay, that's going to be 27.
So, 27?
Yeah.
What you notice is there's a lot of random plants and things growing, like in cracks, weeds, and the like, that you don't really remember ever seeing.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll just have Specky... I'm not going to stop and look at them because we're still ready to go. I'm just going to have Specky grab samples.
Yeah. In terms of random flora... You know, as you're walking along the highway here, you can see small bushes and plants and things that you haven't ever really seen before because presumably they don't fare that well with even the smallest amount of mana.
What I'm really looking for is something like food sources, like berries, those sort of bushes.
All right, give me a nature check for that.
Okay. I've got a running theory for how dead zones get started and how things like don't just instantly die in them that I want to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Nature check, right?
Yep.
Okay, that's 15.
15?
Yeah.
Yeah, on that you can't readily identify... Since you haven't seen any of these types of plants and things before, attempting to identify completely non-magical bushes and things that would have edible berries, not really feasible unless you spent a lot more time doing it. And okay. Since you're just kind of walking around, nah, not yet.
I might give it another look when we come back, on the way back.
Yeah. So, getting down from here, there is a, like a small, garage that you could jump down to from I-64 and then jump down over to, the radio tower area.
Okay.
Not very strenuous at all for any of you guys, really. Like, nothing that I would even require a roll for, just basic maneuvering through the urban areas.
Could we climb back up it?
Yeah, you could fairly reasonably climb back up it, especially if, you know, one of you just throws a damn rope up.
Which we have.
So, yeah.
I mean, I've got my rucksack with me too, so.
I've got my chain I can throw up there.
A quick question, I'm wondering. So in a mana den zone... What about my bag of holding?
Your bag of holding?
Yeah,
So, the way that thing works is enchanted items and things that are just ambiently magical, it's not something that requires extra mana input to necessarily maintain.
Okay, so they're just, right? Here we go, doesn't need to be constantly fed mana to keep its stuff up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, its magical properties are the result of its state. Not due to any power source.
Okay, because I was imagining, I'm like, right? I don't want to be walking and then suddenly, like, get tugged down to one side because this bag is now full of, like, 100 pounds of stuff.
Yeah,
real
no.
Comedic fashion. We all have a real big laugh about it.
Get a real big chortle.
Chortle. Alright, so I feel like John going first would be a good idea here.
Yeah. Let me just get a Google Street View of this place. Hell yeah, I can do that. Cool.
Just like pretend there's a bunch of plants on it. Like, just pretend it's the last place in there.
It is a brick building, right? The windows have either busted out or have small plants growing through them, and you see a small service entrance off on the side near the street.
Can you link us to the Google Street View? I kind of want to see it.
Yeah, sure.
We're looking at that factory. And
that is where the radio station currently is set up in. It's okay. not a It's not a factory. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, there's a factory on this across the tracks from it.
So yeah, you see that big old radio tower on the other side of the track. Oh yeah, you did have to actually cross the track a little bit there. Yeah, jump onto 18th Street, hop on over, and then get on over to this radio tower.
If we had told them where we were going more precisely, they could have had the train come and pick us up here.
It's about 15 feet away.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
So, here's the part where I don't actually know how a physical radio station in terms of, like, you know, the nitty-gritty of how you get one powered up and starting again, because I'm not a damn electrical engineer, goes, right? So, instead, what we'll say is, Jerry has done this before, right?
Makes sense.
You would have done this sort of thing before. You need to get these going. And
right.
So what you're going to do is, you head on over, you know, hop a fence real quick, and it's going to take you a bit, but essentially what you're going to have to do is do a ritual, more or less,
mm-hmm. right.
on the physical structure of this radio tower. So it's going to take him a bit.
So is there time to look around while he's doing
yeah.
this? Okay. Can I roll nature again?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like this is a good opportunity. Still looking for the same kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's going to be 20.
20?
Yeah.
So on a 20, over in the little park area in front of this building, it looks like they're trying to be, you know, all new wave and shit with, like, you know, a couple of small, nice greenery and...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, maybe somebody had a little local garden that they had set up
right.
to bring into the office.
Mm-hmm. That's the one with the circle, the fountain in there that I'm looking at?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you head on over there. And you can harvest a couple of random berries of indeterminate origin.
Awesome. I'm gonna have Specky hold those in, like, whatever pouch thing.
Yeah, he's just gonna open up his back, reach out a little grabber, suck him in.
Yeah, basically I want to keep them as close to separated from the environment as possible until I can
yeah.
get them back, so I don't want to put them in my bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can just tell them to not eat them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't eat them, Specky.
Alright, is anybody yeah. else going to be doing anything while your crew of imps gets to work swarming around this tower? The metal of it starting to turn like this reddish purple as small arcane runes are going to be appearing all over the structure.
Which is, of course,
You see some lightning start to arc at the top, some like reddish purple lightning.
So some pretty standard electrical repair stuff.
Yeah.
I want to look around for that motorcycle.
You want to look for a motorcycle?
There's just a massive fucking parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I'm gonna want to do that. I want to look for anything that looks useful, that looks interesting, or like a motorcycle.
Alrighty.
It's either useful or it's a motorcycle. Not both.
Well, clearly.
So, in that case, that's also going to be dungeoneering.
Okay. Are you gonna drag me along with you, John?
I mean, sure, if you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Alright, I rolled a 6 total.
Right, I'm going to go ahead because I'm tagging along with John here. I got a 10 in Dungeoneering and I really wanted to roll this ability.
Hell yeah.
I rolled 15 in total.
Jesus total. Christ.
You guys are good at this. So, what you see is these things have all been sitting out in an uncovered parking lot for the last 60 or so years.
Yeah, but still.
Right? They are destroyed. Anything, they're all completely waterlogged. Any storms that would have come through, you know, half of them are flipped over. Half of them are burnt out from random nonsense. And the other bit is unusable. Just in general, because of rust and decay and things like that. Some of them just have a tree growing through them.
Does John even understand rust?
What?
I'm just wondering if John, like, I assume he knows of rust, but does he understand why rust?
Why does rust?
Why does rust?
What is rust?
We just don't
know. I don't find shit. I probably completely forgot what I was looking for.
I assume rust isn't, like, super scientific.
Yeah, the concept of... Well, yeah, but you know, like, if you leave something out for too long, like, with exposure to the air, it can rust. But I don't know if you fully understand the concepts of, like, oxidation and shit like that. So, yeah, no. You know about as much about rust as the average person would know about, like, rust. Just, it happens to metal shit.
Okay. Well, I walk around.
Jiron.
Yeah.
Why don't you give me a fun little arcana check there to put the finishing touches on this thing and get it operational?
Well, that's going to be 11.
Total?
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay, see, now the tides have turned. I'm not rolling like crap. Everyone else is.
Oh, how the turntables.
Alrighty. So, this is going to be fun. So, the lightning is starting to arc and build up to a bit of a crescendo at the top here. The brightness of it all is starting to get a little bit blinding to you guys on the ground. And then you lose control of it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Oh, no! Oh, dang it! This doesn't happen a lot, but oh, no.
So, as the...
I swear, this never happens to me.
So, as you guys are wandering around in this parking lot and in this, in the garden there, Patton, you're going to be looking at a car, like, scanning it over and everything, and then everything's going to go white for a second,
jeez.
And then you're going to be on your back about 10 feet away from the car, and that car is going to be exploded. So, lightning has begun sparking and striking everywhere, all over this place, and it's funneling out of you pretty quickly. Like, you put in a little bit too much, and the control system that you put in isn't really working that well. So, this is going to be a fun little skill challenge called Stop Jiron from Being Drained, while also shutting down this tower, potentially repairing it, and then getting back to the train before you guys all pass out.
Oh, cool. That's good.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry.
It's what I wanted to do.
Okay. I like at least one of those things.
So, initiative rolls then?
Initiative rolls then.
Alright. Get this rolled up.
Wow. Fucking wow. It's got a 20.
What? Nat 20?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Nat 20 where it doesn't matter?
It doesn't. Literally doesn't matter.
I got a 15.
24. Total.
I got a 19 in total.
So, 24 in total for Elias. What did John get in total?
I can't remember. I get a bonus to this from Elias.
It's perception.
Perception.
Nobody's getting a plus one to initiative, but...
Okay. So,
what do you get all in total? 22? Then what did Jerry get?
I got 16 in total.
16, and what did Pat get?
19 in total.
19. Alrighty. So, this isn't going to be that bad, right?
Right.
It's just going to be... Let's say... 7. Yeah. It's not that bad.
7 successes, 1 failure?
No, 7 and 3.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, it's not that bad. What the fuck are you talking about?
7 and 3.
It's 7 and 1, and also you have -5 to everything. Just come on, guys. It's literally not a railroad.
Ongoing 5 poison damage. Save might end.
I don't know if I feel like it. Fantastic.
So, explicit goals. As the sky starts to darken around you, you're getting some cloud build up as it starts sparking into the cloud and then striking down around you. Jiron holding on to the two ends of the, like, onto the metal of the tower, looking like he's being electrocuted, feeling like he's being electrocuted.
Because he's being electrocuted.
Yeah. So, goals. Don't die, help out Jiron, and you probably are going to actually need to get this tower working now so that he doesn't, burn out.
Right. Okay.
First up, Elias.
How close am I to Jerry? I'm in the, like, am I going to need to run to get to him, or can I just...
Yeah, you're going to need to... You're going to need to run over to get to him, but you can do that and then start helping as part of a whole action.
Okay, well, then I think I'm going to use, since probably the next... See, am I allowed to metagame this?
Mm-hmm. Because, how so?
Well, John's not going to use Arcana, right?
Yeah, no, he's not.
Okay, so I'm going to use... See, the question is...
Are you even trained in Arcana?
You never know. I'm a wild card.
No, but I'm just thinking, like, are you going to use nature or perception or dungeoneering? Those are my best ones, so I want you to have the option to use one.
Probably not. I've got
He is not trained in any of those.
Oh, okay, good then. I'll just do what I want to do.
Do whatever.
I'm
going to
go Final Fantasy and dodge the lightning strikes in time with the flashes.
Yeah. Oh, you... Oh,
impossible!
I've been up for like 10 hours. Fucking getting fucking Luna's. Oh, you Final Fantasy. Ooh,
triggering flashbacks there.
I got everybody's fucking Ultima weapon in that damn game.
I'm sorry.
Don't talk to me about lightning flashes or chocobo races.
You set this up.
Okay, I did.
So I'm gonna have Specky turn into a large chicken thing, and then I'm gonna run through rings to beat the clock, but it has
shut
to stay
the fuck
at zero.
Shut up.
I'm gonna use acrobatics here to dodge lightning flashes while I get close to Jerry, and the idea is I'm gonna see if I can have Specky start to set up to contain some of this energy and try and feed it back into him, hopefully. So like act
ooh,
as a
nice
conduit.
Yeah, that's your next plan.
That's my next plan, is to have Specky. Alrighty. And, you know, kind of conduit it back. Let's get this
right. I like it.
That's going to be a 19.
19?
Yeah.
That'll be a success.
Hooray.
So, lightning starts striking at your feet. You can feel wherever, like, whenever it's about to strike, you can feel your hair stand up, right? And you know right then to dodge out of the way. You've also got, you're also utilizing your knowledge there to, bait it around, structures that it's going to attach to instead of you. But it does actually seem to be targeting you guys a bit. Like, it's unnaturally targeting organic things, likely because it's magical lightning.
Right.
Makes
and
sense.
We're, you know, basically magical lightning rods as the only
yes.
big sources of mana here.
Mm-hmm. Next up, John.
It's Jerry.
All right. So, Patton's on the ground, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go there and pick him up, sling him over my shoulder. I'm going to... Mm-hmm. Actually, hang on a second.
You're picking up Jerry?
No, you're picking...
Okay.
Yeah, Patton, you got kind of blasted onto your ass by a car exploding.
I was going to say, I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I found my rosary, so I've got that now.
Nice.
All right. So, I'm going to pick up and start walking back towards the light and holding out my rosary, and I'm going to say, "Praise the Lord, who is my rock. He is my ally and my fortress, my tower of safety. He is my shield, and I take refuge in him."
Religion check.
Religion check, and I have a plus. 18.
18 total? That'll be a success. So, as you're holding that out, right, you see lightning strike it again, and the thing is just starting to glow red hot, but it doesn't burn in your hand. As you're just walking through it.
Fuck. Why is John so cool?
It's so fucking cool.
Yeah, lightning is just striking you over and over and over again, but the rosary seems to be just absorbing it all. Hell yeah. Patton.
Alright, so my plan here is John and I, we're going to try and go into the tower and sever the connection so that Jerry can redo it and, you know, fix it up. Because we're not going to be... It's too complicated to try and fix it while it's still running, so...
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and go with Dungeoneering to see if I can kind of figure out, where he and the imps would have set up whatever converter or whatever stuff they were doing to the tower.
Yeah, try and figure out the physical aspect
yeah, yeah.
of it. because trying to actually stop the ritual that's going on is going to be Arcana. Mm-hmm.
So right. I'm gonna try and find the where they physically connected it somehow, or where they've got the mm-hmm, magic mm-hmm. and the technology at the same like interface. So
I've yeah, got yeah.
10 in Dungeoneering. That is a 23 in total.
Okay, that's a success. So right around the base, you can see a couple of imps looking like they're just spazzing out, like their muscles are all tensed up, and these things look like they basically look like big old jelly beans with wings, kind of. They don't really have necks.
Gross.
Little tiny bat.
They're just kind of, yeah, they just got little tiny bat wings and all that. Yeah, they're kind of spasming and twitching around on the ground, but you do see a small, like, generator set up, and some cords and cables and things set up near the base of it, looking like they're hacking into one of the converter boxes and shit. I mean, I don't actually know how fucking electric technician shit works. They're in the control panel.
The Decker imp is
jacked. Yeah, the
in.
Control yeah. panel.
Yeah, there we go. Good enough.
Just say inverter, some electrical converter, you know.
Inverter, converter, whatever. They're in the guts, right?
Technically speaking,
they're in the radio meat.
In the guts, gentlemen.
They're
Can
in
I
the
say
radio
up
meat.
In the guts.
Yeah. So you start getting there. You just start unplugging shit, right?
Yeah,
in a technical sense.
I'm gonna go in there. I'm just gonna try and unplug it all. Try and sever the connection.
Alrighty.
Hold on, 1 second. I just like this is completely out of character knowledge, but like, holy shit, you're going to go into the control panel of an overloading circuit board and just start pulling on wires.
He's actually grounded.
Yeah.
God, I hope
if you
so.
Remember. He's grounded to shit.
Oh, that's
He's
right.
throwing around car batteries all the time. He's got rubber boots. Mm-hmm. He is actually set up to be doing this.
Shit, we're more competent than I thought.
Right?
I definitely thought of that.
I thought of it.
Sure.
I wouldn't have let you do it otherwise.
What have you got to say to yourself, man?
Oh, okay. Next up. Jerry, man, this really hurts.
Boy, howdy.
You know, there's one real thought going through your mind, and it's, ah!
Since I am in a lot of pain, this really hurts. I'm just going to, like, desperation try and refocus the mana, and just try and stabilize it. So that's probably going to be Arcana.
You could also roll Bluff and go, guys, don't worry, I'm fine.
No, what he needs to do is do Bluff and show a video of, like, a toaster in a bathtub to the electricity to intimidate.
Well, that was a 22 on Arcana, so...
Alright. So, before you're being overloaded, but you're being overloaded with just pure raw energy and being drained of mana. Basically, it was all being converted away from mana to just raw kinetic energy, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And heat and shit.
Right.
But now you've managed to, like, stop that. You aren't feeding in any more of your mana, but a lot of that is still getting fed back into you just via the ambient bullshit in the area, right? So you managed to let go of the tower, basically, and stop pumping in more of your mana into it. But there's a lot of it built up in there, and this... The ritual is very, very unstable.
At least I'm not getting shocked anymore.
Yeah, at least you aren't about to die.
Well, you're about to get a little more shocked.
Yeah. So, next up.
Oh, no.
It's going to be Elias. Top of the round.
This will probably shock Jerry, I assume. But I think if you'll allow a nature roll for this, I assume
mm-hmm.
communicating and talking with Specky is nature, right?
Yeah.
Right, so the concept here is what I want to do is I want to have Specky. Number one, I have to have Specky make a little pouch where those berries are and spit them out back to me. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to have those things get fried.
Okay.
Yes, I'm thinking.
Priority number one.
The berries, of course.
It's important.
It's important.
It's not like I could get
Gotta study the
berries.
Is that
like
you can
just go easily pick up more of them? Okay.
Ugh.
But what I want to do is I want to
these
have
these ones are special.
Attach a tendril to the tower,
mm-hmm.
like where the ambient bullshit is going on, and a tendril to Jerry to try and salvage as much of this ambient stuff and stabilize it as
yeah,
possible.
Yeah. So okay.
You're about to get shocked, boy.
Oh, shoot.
That's going to be nature. Oh, that's a very, very good roll. 28 in total.
28 in total?
Yeah.
That's gonna be a success. So he's gonna grab on to Jerry here. You know, you're going to let go of the tower and then immediately just feel something kind of prick into the side of your shoulder.
Ah! What?
And then you're going to see this cat thing just waddle on up, grab, you know, spin a little fungal tendril with a pebble on the end of it around the tower. And it's gonna just kind of hear some buzzing.
Oh, that's good.
Buzzing for a bit.
It's like slow
just,
motion for me.
It's attempting to look like it isn't bothering it, but it's clearly kind of hard.
Well, yeah, I'm not trying to kill Specky here, but it's
yeah.
This is sort of an emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's some Konosuba.
Yeah. Kind of. Just, as that flows through him and back into you, but you start feeling a lot better.
Yeah. Basically, the concept here is I want to make it so this isn't a total loss. Like, he's not just losing all this mana.
Yeah. You do notice that the rock segments on Specky are starting to glow.
Right.
And some of those runes that were on the tower are starting to appear on each of the stone sections of him.
Well, that's interesting. Oh, it's probably redirecting the ritual a little bit.
Yep. So, next up, John.
Okay. Can I intimidate the tower?
No.
Listen up now.
Can I intimidate the imps?
You could. Potentially, depends on what you're doing.
I want to get them to stop being, what do you describe them as, jelly beans?
Yeah, they're kind of twitching around.
Yeah. I want them to stop being jelly beans and get back to work.
Alright, fight through the pain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Alright, so I'm going to roll that.
You're going to be the abusive father. I'm going to give you something to cry about.
Literally that.
The baby want a bottle? A big dirt bottle?
Dirt bottle? Alright, so John is going to go full Hank Hill on some little helpless, innocent.
I would not describe him as helpless and innocent.
Innocent.
John bullies some imps.
I got a one. This just keeps happening to me. I'm finding one? He does.
If any roll is good.
So, would you like to spend an action point to reroll that?
No, because what I do, I start yelling, "Hey, you imps, get back to work!" And then I go to start helping Patton grab wires. Except I've also got like one hand on
you
some metal, so I fucking grab a live wire.
You yell, "Get back to work!" From the tree that you fly into about 10 feet back.
I grabbed a new dice. So far today, I've pulled a 1, a 2, a 1, and a 20 on my initiative.
Nice. Next up, Patton. Your assistant is over in that tree.
I'm just over my shoulder right here. Now y'all get back. Ah! Look over and he's against the fucking tree. Ah. I'll take one hand and I can't.
It's starting to stabilize a little bit.
I was gonna say I can't rub my eyes.
You can actually.
I guess.
You can.
I guess I can rub my eyes.
You can do a little gif. I swear to God, if you say gif, I reach through the internet.
Oh, you know me too well. I dropped my d20 and I rolled a 20. Damn it. I should have announced something first. Oh, well. All right. I am going to unshoulder my crossbow and just, like, John just got hit by a lot of electricity. I'm going to pop him full of something here. I'm going to give him.
All right.
Let's roll this heal check real quick. as I load up one of my syringes into the crossbow. I got a 21 in total.
Alrighty.
Alright.
So you're going for,
yeah, going for,
for making sure he doesn't fucking die?
A syringe full of Dr. Patton's patent-pending shocking stabilizer. And just load it up, shoot it right into
How appropriate.
It's shocking how well it stabilizes people.
And I go right back to my work.
Please.
Because Jerry very well might die if this doesn't get fixed.
Yeah. Alrighty. So you get back to it. Next up, Giron. So, it's starting to get stabilized. It looks like you might be able to still salvage it, now that some of that excess power is being thrown off. Or you could attempt to just give up. And just cut it.
Alright, would it be streetwise to, like, check for the correct part to, like, I guess, move the X to the Y to get this thing to be fixed?
No.
From the 2 to the 1,
dang
from
it.
The 1 to the 3.
That would be streetwise.
Hey, it's Raul from Casey's team.
Well, I do want to get this going, but I just rolled Arcana.
Yeah, you did. Can you think of any other skills that you could use in an interesting and creative way to achieve a similar effect?
I mean, probably not.
That was the most patronizing roleplay you fucker I've ever heard.
Right.
Well, alright, so what I'm going to try and do is I'm going to try and swing up to, like, am I at the very top of the tower? Or, like,
no.
Am I on a platform?
You're at the base. Near the base.
Alright, so I'm going to try and use my chain and climb up, or, like, just attach it to the tower, actually. And, like, try and stabilize the conduit one more time.
Using...
I swear to God, if you say something stupid like stealth...
I'm going to sneak up on the magic.
Well, actually, no, I'm not going to try and use a conduit because I don't really have anything I can use for that. So I'm going to try and swing up onto something and see if there's any way I can, like, just, like, get a makeshift conduit going.
Figure out exactly where you need to kick it to get it to work.
Yeah. And that's going to be probably...
I mean, I guess the conduit could just be his chain whip. So, I mean...
Probably be acrobatic to try and swing up onto that and do it.
All right.
Like acrobatics, position yourself at a different part of the tower.
All right, yeah. Go for it.
6 in total.
All right. So, are you going to attempt to spend an action point to reroll that garbage, or no?
No.
What?
Okay.
YOLO.
So, Giron.
Come on, Elias.
Giron, still very dazed, very... very frazzled and fried, pulls out his chain. I'm gonna do it, you guys. Throws it up, wraps it around the little pole, and attempts to pull himself up, forgets that it's a new infinity chain, and just falls onto his back, and just starts pulling at the chain while he's on his back, and just more chain keeps coming, and he's just not going up at all.
Damn you, she got you good.
As you just keep pulling on the chain, going, why am I not going up any higher?
I assume somewhere back on the train, it cuts to a picture of Belle, and she just snickers to herself for some reason. She knows
just...
the prank has worked.
Pranked.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
This is considered an encounter, correct?
Yes.
So I can use encounter powers in encounters, correct?
Yes.
Do I have to spend an action point to use an encounter power?
No.
Because all elven accuracy set... Because, as we all know, my rolls are garbage. Just hot ass at all times. So I'm going to probably need to use an action point.
Elven accuracy says attack roll,
nope.
You idiot.
I'm attacking the tower, okay? If no,
no.
In all legitimate, like, if I attack the tower,
I don't.
No,
I like it. Let's do it. Come on.
Okay, fine.
No, that doesn't
Stop
work.
Fine.
Yeah, fucking shit, DM.
This is
no,
bullshit.
That
You're
would
bullying
be busted.
Me. You're bullying me. Okay.
So, are you?
first things first, I'm going to have Specky, because if this goes south, I am not risking losing Specky.
Mm-hmm.
So first things first, I'm going to have Specky unattach, because now fucking Jerry's on the ground twitching again, and that's just not going to be good.
Well, he's climbing a rope to nowhere.
Right.
While on his
I'm
back.
I'm
going
to have Specky disattach from him. Just, we're not mm-hmm. doing this anymore. So this is beyond salvaging, right? He's not going to get this set up.
No, you could still get it set up.
Oh, it's still possible?
You could still stabilize it.
Okay.
Like, it's getting close to being stable. Basically, you wouldn't have to get it up and working in the skills challenge, okay. but you would just have to get it into a spot where it's not going to explode.
Okay. Well, in that case, then, what I'm going to try to do here is... Right. Oh, I know. What I'm going to do is, one, I'm going to have Specky unattach. The last thing I used was nature, right?
Yep.
Fuck. I wanted to use nature. Perception, I think, can work for this, actually.
Sure. What are you trying to do?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Specky disattach. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and create a quick feedback loop on Jerry. With perception, using my knowledge of that crab claw from way back, I know that mana can be built up and released quickly.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to find wherever it's building, the mana is currently still building up on Jerry. I want to find where that point is, and I want to basically put my hand on him and apply a very, very quick but precise feedback of mana, basically, if we're considering it like a wave.
You're going to punch him.
Yeah, I'm going to punch him, essentially.
Okay.
I'm going to punch him, but I'm going to punch him in a real specific way so it stabilizes the mana feedback loop.
That actually makes sense. So go ahead and punch your friend who is currently so dazed and confused they don't really know which way is
up.
But
it's like a cool punch, okay?
It's a good
touch.
It's a good touch.
Shut up. God, why does it come down to me doing these rolls every time?
Hey, it came down to me last time, pal.
Okay, here we go. Oh, all right. That'll work. That's going to be, what is that in total? 29. Yeah.
Nice.
So, what you notice is, on his coat right now, right, the lightning strikes are focusing, are kind of honing in and focusing whenever his coat is starting to pulse, right?
Yeah.
The veins and such. And it seems like it's dying down, but it does still seem to be tied because of the ritual tying it to his mana, like it's still being tied to the fluctuation of his mana, which is currently irregular.
Right.
Right? So you're gonna do the equivalent of a defibrillator, right? Yeah.
Like a one-inch defibrillator.
You're gonna put your arm there, build in a little bit of energy, and then just dunk, just a nice solid thwack. And then you're just going to see the mana start to spread evenly and stop pulsating as the electricity from the tower is going to start dissipating and sparking.
Right.
And it looks like it's been primed, but now not currently active.
Okay.
Basically, you just removed the fuse from the cannon.
Right. And I've just had a thought. Well, number one, that was an attack roll, technically, so if I had missed, I could have used Elven Accuracy.
Fuck you.
I'm just saying. The other thing that has occurred to me is we're in a mana dead zone, and we just spent the last, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, probably?
Yeah.
Basically lighting a gigantic mana firework.
It was more like a fountain, like those things that just send out...
Can I roll perception to see if there's, like, large and very angry or hungry things that are now coming to this gigantic, like, lit-up mana source?
Sure.
Because I feel like that's something you would do. I'm going to roll perception. Yeah, that's not very good. 16 total.
16?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can John roll perception?
Sure.
He knows nothing about mana signatures, But he is that sure was a loud thing that just happened. Yep, 22. I like this die.
22?
Yes.
Yeah, there is something. There is something coming over very fast.
Oh. Is it a train?
Kicking up a cloud of dirt. Kicking up a cloud of dirt behind it. No, it's Molly.
Okay.
Oh.
She is sprinting towards you guys.
Oh, hamburgers.
I climb out from the tree.
Uh-huh.
I walk up to the group.
Yeah.
Wait for Molly to get there.
John casually jumping out of a tree.
And as soon as she starts talking, I'll tip my hat and go, howdy, Molly.
Howdy, John. One second.
I take it you saw the fireworks?
Fireworks, huh?
Yeah, we're just having a bit of fun, you know.
So,
I think we got it working.
So you're not asleep, then, still?
I mean...
Huh.
Debatable.
The... Who? So you're not dead? You're not about to die?
I mean, a couple of us might be, bro, you get this thing working yet?
John says with a syringe in his chest.
So, Giron, that you know, pull your chain back, right, stand up, you feel like absolute garbage, but you look up, hey, look, the tower is actually set up pretty well. Like, it's not going to take that much else to get this thing going. It looks like in the kerfluffle of all that, most of the energy that you needed to put in there already got primed up. You just need to, you know, get everything physical back set up. But it doesn't seem like much could fuck up with that.
Alright, so... Like, so I'm going to, like, get up very slowly because I feel awful.
Ugh. Yeah.
Zep.
Yeah, boss.
That was the most pain I've ever experienced in my life.
Same.
Fuck.
Oh, jeez.
Ugh.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
Alright, so, same deal as always. Let's, just plug her in. Put the video on there. I'll enchant the sound waves. And I never want to see this radio tower again.
We probably won't.
Thank goodness.
We might... Perhaps if we want to or not, because I'm pretty sure. Oh, I see the light.
Zep.
Oh, there isn't anything there. Oh, the shit is. Yeah, you're right.
All right,
just a spotlight.
Come on, we climb down, fix it up, and let's get out of here. I don't feel too hot.
So. Molly is going to look over at all of you guys. Look over at Patton. Kind of walk over to him. One hand on one shoulder.
Molly?
Try to make sure they don't die, okay?
I'm trying my best.
Casey really likes these guys.
I'm sorry, I was extremely competent in this whole endeavor.
For once.
Yeah. He goes, breakfast is ready back on the train when you're done doing whatever it is that you're doing.
At this point, I think I'm down. I'm just going to walk over to Molly.
Yeah. So as you guys walk back over to the train, that's where we're going to cut this episode. With you guys almost dying and Elias actually doing stuff for once.
Hooray!
Congratulations!
Alright, that was episode 12 of Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast. You can find me and our other podcasts, Let Me Tell You About, on this same YouTube channel, or on iTunes, Google Play. We got both Revival and that going up. You can find us on Twitter, at Let Me Tell You PD. You can also send us an email or a question to show up on Jerry's show and be answered in-universe. You know, question for one of the characters, question for the DM about the world. You can send those to letmetellyouabout@gmail.com. That's letmetellyouabout with 3 T's, because otherwise it wouldn't fit. You can also find us hanging out in the Discord with other fans. We're there majority of the time. But, yeah, that's it for this episode. So, see you guys in episode 13.